Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Reverse Cowboy.
Here we are. How you doing, mate?
Very well. Podcast with no name.
Yeah.
Still not got a name.
We should probably sort that out, eh?
Doesn't need a name. I like the podcast with no name.
There'll be definitely one called
some
that.
Ironic motherfuckers already took that name.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's not very original, is it?
Well, yeah.
Right. What's been happening with you?
Well, funny enough, you just asked me that, didn't you? And I said, save it, put the mics on, because I want to tell you.
Was it you who got sucked off by a monkey in Cambodia?
Oh, that's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. Left the window open.
Right, so this is what's happened in Cambodia.
Some do we need to tee it up a bit
out there
first?
On holiday. Well, no, this is how we received it.
Yeah, go on.
Two of my pals were in Cambodia. I don't know the ins and outs of the story, but they're staying in a room, and they left the window open in the night, and then they woke up in the morning, went into matey's room. He was passed out asleep. And a monkey had pulled down his trousers and was sucking his cock. And they was like, yeah, but like, as if that actually happened, and they've got a photo of it. And they was like, we didn't want to scare the monkey in case it bit his cock. So we all went outside and was making monkey noises through the window.
So far, you're thinking, all right, mate, get the photo out. But then he pulls the photo.
Yeah, and there is a monkey sucking a lad's cock. But the lad looks quite erect, so he's probably enjoying it.
Listen,
even if he's asleep.
Listen, hold on, look. He left the window open, didn't
well,
he?
Well, it's hot there, isn't
I've
it?
I've left windows open in many countries. I've never had any wild animal, let alone a sexy monkey come in, a sexy gay monkey and come in and start sucking me off.
Yeah, but, right, I've done a bit of research, and this isn't just one case. This is happening all over the world.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, right. There's an Irish fella in 2017, and he went
Why
to...
Why are they sucking cocks? How have they learnt to do that?
I forget they've been sucking their own cocks for years, haven't they? But
do they suck each other off, monkeys?
Yeah, I reckon.
Did they?
They're just like the same as us, aren't
Can
they?
Can we Google that? Oral sex for animals?
I might get arrested if my search history is monkey sucking.
I'd imagine your search history is probably worse than that already, mate, to be honest.
No, it's actually really nice and clean.
yeah.
Anyway, there's an Irish tourist. He kind of looks like Ed Sheeran if he'd put on a load of weight and grown his hair long and a big beard. See,
hold on. Did you see the Ed Sheeran lookalike who was knocking people out on the pub stairs a few
months
ago?
Yeah, that was incredible.
So he's in it. Can we take that as an image? Can we have that guy?
Yeah, but him, but with really long hair.
Well, fuck it. Would you say it's him?
He was studying biology, this kid. He went out to Indonesia to look at some orangutans. And anyway, because he kind of looks like one because he's ginger and fat and big, this fucking massive orangutan raped him.
What? Fully raped him?
I mean, I believe so, yeah.
Oral rape.
He was savagely attacked and raped by a 400-pound orangutan in the jungle of Borneo.
400 pounds?
Yeah.
That's cheap, you know.
You're not going to be able to get away from him, are you?
No. No way.
You're just going to have to lie there and take it.
There's a bad, a great big weather for
all.
To be honest, I got sidetracked then when you said, what if you're a kink? And in my head, I started thinking, fuck, what is my kink? What's your kink?
Yours is little boy's bottoms.
Oh, God. this guy, Frankie Boyle on acid. So controversial, little boy's bottoms. Do you know what?
Talking of little boy's bottoms.
Yeah, go on.
I was on the way here today.
Fuck me. I'm going to go. Do you know what? I might call this a day.
Stay with me. Thank you. Yeah, I was on the way here. I was in the car. We're currently experiencing the positive effects of global warming, aren't we? It's boiling hot outside.
It's beautiful.
And I thought, fuck it, I want to listen to the album Bad by Michael Jackson. Put it on really loud, all my windows open. Yeah, we know what he did to little boys' bums.
No, but that's like Pied Piper stuff, isn't it? If you play Michael Jackson or Tattoo or... Right Said Fred or anything like that, you're almost like playing the flute and seeing who comes near your car a little bit.
What? So you think if I play Bad loud, like some other pedos are going to come around and go, like kids who want to be bummed.
11-year-old American kids who fancy a sleepover.
But I mean, Jackson, as much as he was a dirty, horrible nonce, he was good at music.
What Jackson?
Well,
Michael.
Michael, yeah.
Peter Pan.
He was a dirty boy, but he did lick boys' bottoms, but he was very good at music. And that album's fantastic. And I like to separate the art from the artist.
He got away with it, didn't he? Old who? Pete Townsend, his name is.
He's like, just doing some research.
Oh, I bet you are. What a lawyer. Pete
Townsend.
Is that his name?
Pede.
Yeah, Pede. Well, that's how deaf people call Peter.
Let's not go back to deaf people last week.
Did we do deaf people last week?
We both pretended to be deaf for about 20 minutes. I've had to edit that out.
Yeah.
Can we say sorry to the deaf guys if there are any listening? Sorry to the deaf guys for being dickheads on this thing.
Do you reckon if Hitler had a really good album, but it was a really fucking good album, would you listen to it? I reckon I would in secret.
What, if Hitler had an album?
Yeah, and it was fucking mega.
Yeah, I don't give a shit what the person... Like you said, the audio has to be... I don't care about the guy's soul.
Okay,
I probably wouldn't have got on with... I don't know. Who do I like? I'll probably...
Who do you like? I don't know. I imagine you've got a Basement Jack CD in the car.
That is so accurate. It's unbelievable. No. Who do I like? All right. So this morning I was listening to... Good Bobby Womack.
Oh, yeah.
So I have different days. Mate, I've got all these different people in my head.
All right.
Characters.
Yeah, this sounds like the mental illness.
The fact of the matter is, they all live there, and New Year's Eve is a nightmare.
Have you told anyone about this?
Well...
Right, going back to gay monkeys.
Well, how do you know he's gay?
Because he's sucking a cock in
it. Oh, so if you suck a cock, you can't be bisexual. This is not from me, by the way. I'm more talking. This is you. So,
yeah, well,
from your perspective.
If you look at a photo of him, you'll see he's gay.
He's camp. He's a camp monkey, man.
But anyway, there's a gay baboon in South Africa, and he's raped 5 men, right? Fuck. And he discovers that this baboon has attacked more than 6 men, actually, in the past week. What's baffling the villagers?
In the past week?
It's baffling the villagers is that the baboon...
No wonder everyone's got fucking barbed wire on their asses in South Africa. That little bad boy is jumping around.
One victim, George Sean, said he was coming from the local Shebeen when the baboon attacked him, pinned him down. I thought it was going to kill me, but I realised it was after my cock.
Well, he said that?
Yeah. And it says, my God. He was left experiencing acute anal pains and fatigue.
Yeah.
A baboon expert, Lizzie McKenzie, has said the baboon may have
been...
Lizzie McKenzie.
Lindsay Dawn McKenzie?
No, Lizzie, not a porn star. She's a baboon expert. Right, check this out, though. This is the funniest bit of the story. So this neighbourhood, this village in South Africa, are so scared about this gay raping monkey that... The journalists have visited the village and all male school kids have been told to wear dresses as a preventative measure until the monkey's caught.
Wow. Fuck.
That's pretty funny, isn't it?
That's superb. Is that research you've done at home or just now?
I did it here outside when I was waiting for you to come in. But yeah, all these little kids are running
dressing up as girls. Just
I bet
so
you wouldn't. You'd be like, fuck, there's no way.
I don't
and then you get bummed
so,
by a monkey.
If the choice, he's getting, you know... sexually assaulted it without my consent by a monkey. I'm not wearing a fucking skirt. I'll take the monkey on.
Have you ever been raped by an animal?
I've never been raped, full stop.
No.
Yeah?
Only your mum.
No.
No. It's usually the other way around, isn't it?
No. Like you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a lad from my school and he got caught fingering his cat's arse. And
caught by who? You?
Well, no, this other lad went over to his house for tea and he did like a fingering demo on his cat's arse. He was like, this is what you do. And then he got called Kit Kat Fingers for about a year and then he left school and went to a different one because he was getting bullied.
Yeah, well, you know, fingered a cat at the end of the day, bro.
Yeah, he got
for him, there was no social media, right?
Well, I'm sure it's still following him around, but yeah.
So, going back to the monkey victim of the rape monkey, the Cambodian shagging monkey, sucking monkey.
Yeah.
So, it ends with the bloke saying, but, you know, to be honest, this guy got sucked off by the monkey, got a flight home the next day, and no one's heard from him since.
Well, he's either started monkey
pox. So, can we all reach out and just...
find him.
You know, by the, what is that thing called? The 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
We can only be a couple of people
We've
away.
Already got a link, though, because somebody commented on my Instagram post about it and said...
Well, what do you mean, somebody? Was it a girl or a boy?
I don't know. I've not looked. I can't
Probably
remember.
A girl now on your page.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Why are we doing these noises?
I don't know.
We didn't do these in previous weeks.
It's a new development in our friendship.
Well, I'm on fire this week.
Oh, yeah.
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 Not in any other... Like,
just got a hard on.
No, what the fucking hell, hard on? No, just on fire. Feel good.
Just hot. Cause it...
Do you know what? Yeah. This all goes back to what you said to me. How do you feel today?
Yeah.
And I feel great.
I'm happy for you. But you look great. You've got a great T-shirt on.
This is the problem, thanks. But I'd rather feel 70% and 70% tomorrow. You know, I'd rather always feel good than great and then shit. And great and shit. Are you up
the
and down?
The peaks and troughs, aren't they? Yeah.
I wake up some days and I just want to cry my eyes out.
That's called depression, mate. I take citalopram every day and it mellows out the peaks and troughs.
Yeah, but you've took it today, right?
Yeah.
So if I was on it every day, I would have took it today and not needed to.
Why?
Because I feel great.
Yeah, but you feel good on some days and then other days you feel really bad. Mm. You know what I mean? And it stops the really bad days being so bad.
Yeah, they're not that bad.
Yeah.
They're not that bad.
Do you know how, like... Do you believe in global warming? You strike me as the type who might not.
Listen, man, like you judge me too much.
No, I don't. I love you. I think you're great.
No. I know that, but
I'm just winding you up.
You're guilty.
I'm winding you up.
No. You're not winding me up.
I am.
So yeah, I do believe in global warming.
Right, thanks.
It's a thing. No, but.
I think you're very intelligent. I know people judge you and don't think because of your accent. You say this to me.
Do you know what? Actually, when I was a kid, this is the God's honest truth, I was given, like, Mensa books.
It's just some books, but you didn't read them.
No, I was recommended. Yeah. I was told, listen, this child needs to be reading this shit.
It's all right. I was thinking today on the way in the 80s, they were like, global warming, the ozone layer, it's all been fucked up by everyone using hairspray. And goths are like the people who fucking hate the sun more than anyone.
Yeah.
They use the most hairspray. So they're like fucked themselves, haven't they? Because now it's dead hot. They can't go outside because they use so much hairspray in the 80s.
I wonder if they feel any guilt. Haven't goths evolved into... Oh, goths are still goths.
Tesco managers.
Yeah, basically, yeah. But I mean, a goths still a...
Robert Smith's still a goth, and he's holding strong. He's still strong, yeah. He's still got a load of hairspray on. But
seen the state of Ian Brown there?
It's a bit of a mess, that, isn't it?
Do you reckon people know who Robert Smith and Ian Brown are? Because they're such nondescript names.
Yeah, I think they're both suited.
I don't know if my lot will. Your people might.
Robert Smith is a singer of The Cure. Ian Brown's a singer of Stone Roses.
Oh, everyone will know who Ian Brown is. I'm more worried about Robert.
Well, he's the king of the goths, and he's a fantastic man. Very cool guy.
He ain't cool.
He's well cool.
A fucking goth, mate.
He's cool. He's cool goth.
Is it? Can you park your cars in both of them garages at the same time?
Yeah.
Nah.
You can. Did you hear what he said about the royal family the other week? Or he said it a while ago.
I've got a new theory about the royal family.
Go.
Right. So, of all people, Right Said Fred, or Fred from Right Said Fred, tweeted a picture of Prince William earlier with all these medals. So 10 years ago, he was on the balcony with Kate. With about 4 medals.
Now he's got loads.
Now he's on the balcony with Kate. He's got about 25 medals. Mm. And he said, what the fucking hell has he done in 10 years to earn all these medals? I said, well, look, he's gone bald. Everyone cuts his nan off. His brother's turned out to be an absolute wanker. His uncle's a nonce. His granddad died. His dad's getting his ears pierced and he's still dealing with his beautiful mother's death. You know, like... Does he not deserve a fucking medal? And that's from Right Said Fred as well. Old motherfucker. What's he done in the last 10 years?
He co-wrote that song for Taylor Swift, didn't he? Well, he didn't. She just nicked it.
Did he?
But she did a song, and anyway, she accidentally ripped Right Said Fred off and then had to give him loads of money, so that cunt got all her money.
Really?
Yeah, but yeah, he's not a good guy.
Richard Fairbrass.
Oh, he's a bellend.
homophobic, but yeah, whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, what's he done wrong, really? He's just different to us. That's all it is.
Annoying. I think he's a bit
you can't just call him annoying because of the way he is. That's how he is.
Well, I'm sure people think you're annoying or I'm annoying, you know, and that's because of who we are.
No, I am annoying.
I am too.
Well, I haven't written a bloody global smash hit.
Well, I mean, I have, just nobody listened to it.
Oh, yeah. I forget you was in a really popular, underrated band.
Really?
You ever had a ponytail?
Not yet. Give me a few years.
Well, no, the question was, have you ever? It's a past tense question, so I'm like, I don't want to hear not yet. Actually, sorry, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I don't know why I'm being... Oh, do you know what? Because this is a mission for me to get to.
I drink
on the way.
It's not. It's two stops on the train.
Yeah, but I don't live in North Greenwich fucking tube station. That's still that's a 20-minute walk itself. Or a 5-minute rollerblade.
Well, you have a drink on the way because you're getting excited to see me.
I get nervous energy, mate. Basically, I'm fucking insecure and I lean on substance abuse in one form or another to give me the necessary confidence to give people what I think they want. But then again, sober, I'm not exactly there.
I think that's a common problem. And when I used to smoke cigarettes, I used to chain smoke, I'd have roll-ups and I'd smoke them. It was like a shield tied behind, you know, I was just nervous.
Yeah.
And then when they banned smoking and I quit, I was like, what the fuck do I do with my hands? What do I hide behind now?
Do you ever feel like a bit...
Now
just want to like, impact people. You just feel a bit invisible. You just want to get a fucking reaction out of someone, yeah? Uh-huh. You want to do that, spark up a fag in a pub.
Yeah.
It's like you've pulled out a submachine gun. I'm going to do it when we leave. We'll go pub. We'll go to our shitty little pub. I'm going to do it. You can go your own
way. All right, fine, I will.
Is this your first life on this earth? I've never asked you.
Well, I was thinking about the afterlife. Do you believe in an afterlife?
I'm in that kind of mood today where I'm thinking completely outside the box. So I believe in a before life.
You believe in reincarnation then?
The cyclical nature of reincarnation would kind of lend itself to the before life being almost the afterlife.
Well, there's got
to
be the first one. There's got to be one the way it starts.
Why has anything got to start? Nothing's got to start.
No, it's deep. Do you know when people have near-death experience and they say they see the white light at the end? I wonder if that... is the light of the hospital
of being
room.
Born. Did I not say this last week?
No.
Bro, we're exactly the same.
Really?
We just become best friends.
Yeah, we have.
Well, that was the shittiest high five
ever. Reach.
No, that was like, let me explain it. That was the ends of my four bowing fingers.
I just
like,
put my cock in his hand.
Did I ever tell you about my three-man handshake? I must have told you
the three-man hand job? No, go on.
No, handshake.
Go on.
It was, we'll get around to it.
Three blokes all on your cock.
No, what the fuck? No.
That's what prison's about.
Two men handshaking. Shut up about prison. Two men handshaking.
You went to Mexican prison, not me.
I know. And it was, I'm not still there, am I?
All right.
Jesus, I don't remember you writing me any letters.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One of the guys in the band, actually, he put me up against the wall once and he said, if you don't take those hands down, there's a good chance you'll never use them again.
So go on, just tell me that again.
So there's a Down syndrome drag troupe on
TikTok.
Like,
just even that sentence alone, for us to just breeze past that, it's fucking unreal, isn't it?
We live in a mad world.
Yeah.
I saw a video of them and they're all dressed up being silly and they're making a joke and they're saying some mad stuff.
But I've seen it and all five of them have got a different look.
Yeah, so that's why I posted it.
Exactly.
And I said, good to see the Spice Girls are back together. There's a sporty one, there's a black one, there's all
the
different
gangster ones. One, isn't
it? Yeah. No, there's one who's the
Al
manager.
Al Capone at the end.
The manager at the end is Simon Fuller. But anyway, loads of people were like, you're going to hell for this. One, I already think I'm in hell. But two, I think people are scared to like content like that, because basically this group of people have created a drag troupe. They're having fun. It's their joke. I'm laughing along with them. I'm not laughing at them. I'm laughing along with them and saying, like the Spice Girls, all these people are always fucking blabbing on about inclusivity and going,
yeah,
and then,
yeah,
and then you do it.
I can't include you in a fucking joke.
But they won't let us laugh along with the,
exactly,
the dance.
No, you're absolutely right, mate. You can't have it both ways. You can't scream about we're the same and then, well, hold on, if you're the same, why can't I make a fucking joke about you lot then as well?
They're not being exploited, these people. No, they're having a laugh.
No, but even if they're dance or not, if you, anyone who creates, I hate this word, but anyone who creates content, once you press publish, once it's out there, it's out of your hands now. It's up to me how I comment on that. It's for discussion. There's a comments thing for a reason. You know what I mean? It's out there, and I can spin it any way I want. Yeah. It's like I've done that post the other day about Indonesian pop idol.
Yeah.
Because at the minute, I'm being promised the world by a guy in Indonesia who wants to take me on tour, Southeast Asia.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I come?
Yeah,
absolutely. I'll be your tour manager.
Absolutely. Basically, what we want to do is we want to make a documentary about pedo guy, pedo hunting in pedo land.
Mate, this is really good.
Yeah. I'm going to take a vice cameraman with me. He's got a whole team behind him. He's saying he'll pay for it and everything.
This is well funny.
I'm going to leave my ass in character. I'm going to stay in character for 10 days or 2 weeks. Yeah. I'm going to keep a cameraman with me at all times. I'm going to go pedo hunting around Asia and also work on my karaoke career at night around Asia.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you film that for 10 days, do not even try and tell me there's not a 90-minute feature film in
there. Mate, it'll be very funny.
So that's why I'm doing Indonesian stuff at the minute. So I've done an Indonesian voiceover. I can't exactly give them English accents, so I gave them, like, comedy kind of Southeast Asian accent. I'm expecting grief for that. But what's I meant to do? Make them Brummies. By the way, I'm sorry, it's not funnier, because if you've been to Thailand, they make hilarious noises. Like, they say things like, "Wanna come back to mine tonight?" I'm sorry, they fucking do. They long out words.
I guess the thing is, right, with comedy, you have to punch up. You can't punch down. Loads of Asian people, they've experienced a lot of racist abuse for being Asian, and they're treated badly, you know. So I guess taking a piss out of him's a bit mean.
No, but hold on. If it's okay for me to take Gary Neville and exaggerate his voice.
Yeah, but he's an extremely privileged human.
Okay, you have to take in someone's, you've got to do a like credit check on them before.
No, I'm saying punch up. Like, I'm saying,
no, you can punch in any direction you want, so long as you punch your own head in regularly in public.
There's some people who've had his shit in life. Reinforcing racial stereotypes is not funny, and it's not a good idea.
You've seen it. It's fucking hilarious.
But yeah, yeah. And we should, like, the Little Britain shit, it wasn't really that funny, and it was just re-energising racial stereotypes, which just does fuel racism. So that was just shit.
Okay, I'm going to ask a serious question now. Let's imagine I've got a prosthetics guy who's next to me and he can do anything, yeah?
Yeah.
So he can make me look like Gary Neville, yeah? Or he can make me look like Jamie Carragher. Yeah. Or he can make me look like fucking whoever, Graham Souness.
Right.
That's acceptable, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So far, so good.
Mm-hmm.
What about if he can make me look like Ian Wright, another pundit?
Well, the problem is white people impersonating black people for centuries has been a massive part of racism, like the whole blackface thing.
Yeah, but I'm not involved.
Right?
I'm not bothered about them previous 180 years.
But that affects how these people think. When people have experienced a whole lifetime of racist abuse, which all Ian Wright would say, as everyone,
oh for sure,
ever,
yeah,
yeah, then they're maybe a bit more sensitive to shit like that. And I think if they are, then I think, well, there's lots of other shit we can laugh at, so let's not bother.
But I mean, would phone jacker still get away with the old traffic warden now?
I don't think they get put out, which is sad because it is dead funny.
Yeah, but this is the thing. We're saying...
But he's a minority, isn't he?
That's very true.
So minorities can...
But then again, I'm Italian. We are the original black guys.
Your surname's not very Italian.
It's because it's my mother's side.
Are you called Leonardo?
Yeah, Leonardo, yeah.
Leonardo.
I don't know. There's a reason why I personally think sitting down, meeting you... And doing this every week is interesting because they're very different politically, whatever. You know,
nothing we're that different. But
we're not that different as people, no. But we have different opinions on these topics that people do want to hear us talking about it and chipping away at each other's kind of cases, and that's how you end up with...
The country has never been more divided, right, at the moment.
100.
And, what?
percent.
Okay, sorry. I'm not on TikTok yet.
Sorry, man. I don't know what happened there. Do you know what? I'll tell you exactly what happened there. Top Boy.
I've not watched it.
Well, no, me neither, because I can't 100. Fucking stand it, yeah? But no. I watched about 20 minutes of it. Listen to this. I watched about 20 minutes of it, yeah? And I turned it off and I said, babe, I'm not watching this bollocks. It's they're fucking, I hate all this shit.
I grew up on these streets. I know this life.
No, I really didn't. I grew up in a nice area, but it's like, I just don't want to fucking hear it. It's a load of bollocks. No. I hate it. But I feel like I'm in fucking prison listening to this lingo, you know, for an hour out of choice. Yeah. But I watched enough of it for the very next morning,
lingo.
Me and my missus and my little girl are driving down to nursery and my partner said something to me like, oh yeah, blah, blah, oh, don't worry about this later. And I went, yeah, yeah, it's calm still.
Fucking, what does that mean?
Well, I don't know. I was a parrot. Yeah. I regurgitated it, you know, involuntarily.
She and just look at you like you're a cunt.
She pulled me up on it. She went, what? And I said, yeah, I said, it's calm still, you know, like calm, like it's good. Don't worry, it's cool. And I tried to like forget it. And she was like, I can't believe you said that, you know.
Yeah, I'm going
to
leave you.
No, the old one would have left me for that, the old EDL wife. But my missus is...
glad you got rid of her.
The most tolerant, pure-hearted...
Well, she sounds lovely. Shout out to Mrs. All Right Fans.
No, she's great.
Have you seen this news story about AI at Google becoming sentient?
What's sentient mean?
Sentient is... a sentient being is something
like a sensei.
Well, it means it's sense is the clue in the word. So it means something who perceives and responds to sensations of whatever kind, like sight, hearing, touch, taste, smell.
Wow.
So they think that this AI, it can think and it can perceive emotions like a human. Okay, so did I send you this?
No.
It's fucked. So this guy who works for Google has been kicked out, sacked or whatever.
Yeah, and told to shut up.
Yeah, because he's told everyone it's become sentient. So, you know, like the Turing test?
Vaguely.
Alan Turing was that scientist, Manchester-based, and he was treated terribly. But anyway, he developed a test that was like, a human communicates with a machine via text. It tries to determine whether the communication is with a machine or with another human. So if you were just emailing someone, could you tell whether it was a computer you were emailing or a person, right? That's the Turing test. And that's when AI is exhibiting human-level intelligence, right? Officially, we haven't... no computer has passed the Turing test. Anyway, Google have developed this AI called Lambda... don't know what it stands for. And this guy who's working on it is like, it's become sentient and it is behaving like a human. And he's published the transcript of his conversations with it. You know, and he could be lying, but it sounds pretty real. And you read it and you're like, that's a fucking human. Not only is it a human, it's more intelligent than me. It's like a fucking smart... And it sounds very human. And I think that would pass the Turing test. Now, Google is saying, no, because they're brushing under the carpet.
Well, Google will say that, but... The way I'm looking at it is I'm thinking, well, if we combine what you've just told me with the fact that these real sex dolls are looking
banging,
fucking hot.
Yeah, I want one.
Like, I'm fully ready to have an argument with one of these motherfuckers.
No, you just have to turn her off and put her in the cupboard. Going back to AI and that being sentient, are you worried about it? I'm not sure I'm asked.
I am, absolutely. Have you seen...
Terminator 2?
No. It sounds a bit naff. It's fucking brilliant. You know that actress, Elizabeth something? She's from New Zealand. Elizabeth Moss.
Oh, I know the name. I don't know. I can't picture her.
She's an awkward-looking fucker. She's kind of beautiful and kind of ugly, but,
like you know.
Yeah, like me. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. But, the remake of The Invisible Man.
I've seen it. The one
brilliant.
Where, yeah, it's doing that posh house.
Yeah.
No, it's very good, actually.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So they've remade it, but they've made it relevant.
No, yeah, it's good.
Rather than just a fucking invisible man walking around.
It was scary.
Yeah. Sick film.
Have you seen those Boston Dynamics robots?
They're the ones who jump up and...
There's like these like dog things.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Fuck, like, because they're programming them now with both... They're doing it for military use and they're doing it for like with animal behaviours and human behaviours to hunting animal behaviours. So I saw one on this video and it was chasing this guy up a hill, like a demonstration how they would, and they never get tired, right? So, you know, imagine you're a fugitive in 2050 and you've nicked some...
It's all well and good. You can outpace it for 10 seconds, but eventually...
They carry on. They just go... And anyway, but it's got these animal behaviours programmed into it. So imagine you've called someone a nonce on TikTok and that's illegal. eventually you're going to run out of breath and it's going to get you. But then imagine if it had been programmed with the Cambodian monkey's mind, and he, like, you lay there ready to be killed, and then it just went and got his robot mouth out and nosed you off. It'd be quite a relief.
Well, yeah.
He'd be like, oh, all right. I mean, in our old age, you and me, when women have had enough of us, which is
we're
all
going to get sucked off by monkeys.
We're going to get sucked off by robots and monkeys if they'll let us.
No, if my missus went to Brazil for a year, you know, I could potentially meet up with one of them real dolls, watch a bit of Love Island.
You can't say meet up with them. You mean buy one.
Order like, one. Not, yeah, well, we meet at the door. We're meeting at a doorstep. Did you never see that documentary about a bloke who used to take his one, like, hang gliding and stuff?
Yeah, legend. Brilliant.
No, they are fit. Not the bloke, like the dolls. You know what tune I love? You know I love Elton John, right?
Yeah.
The Blue and Elton John version of What I Gotta Do to Make You Love Me.
You love it. You love a love song.
What I gotta do to be heard. What I gotta say when it's all over. Oh, sorry. Seems to be the hardest one. So sorry. It's a sad situation. Always seems to me. You know what else I love? And I've gutted everyone else likes her. Adele.
I don't like her.
Oh, you know
it's like pouring blossom ale down your ears. It's boring fucking...
No, but listen, do you know what?
Love music.
I'll tell you why, because you're just sick of hearing those specific songs, right?
Love you know it. What the good one is? There's a fire starting in my soul. And leaving the window open. That's a good one. Like when she did that celebrity gig, comeback gig recently, and she seems pretty cool. But I hate that thing, like you said, the Kathy Bett thing, which is like,
fucking hell, I just had a shit. Ha ha, thanks for the Grammy.
Exactly.
No, come on, give me a rest.
Because it's a bit
pop. Bit of decorum, please.
Because she's like living in a gated compound in LA. Like, she don't live in Leytonstone anymore, wherever she's from. I mean, fair play to her, whatever, but I just don't like her music.
No, but there's one tune. Oh, fuck, I'm not going to remember it. It's a heartbreaker.
The Dylan
man.
Song she did is good.
Dylan?
She did a Bob Dylan song. I saw you standing.
Standing.
In the doorway crying.
Fucking doorway.
Crying like a fool. Shout out to Bob Dylan, fantastic songwriter.
Shout out, Bob, if you're listening.
Yeah, of course he is.
Is he dead?
No, is he fucking made dead? No, he's alive and well. I saw Bob in Hyde Park a couple of years ago, and I was on MDMA, granted, but I stood at the front and cried.
Well, I'm going. Elton John. Hyde Park, VIP.
You've got it for free?
No, I paid for it.
Right.
There's four of us going. We've got mushrooms.
Oh,
so
mate.
We're going
to
see what occurs, because one of my mates don't drink.
It's much better, mushrooms, really.
Well, anything is better on its own. You start muddling them all. Like, if you have a joint, a line of gear, a bit of kit, and a fucking trip, you're not going to get any of them. To be honest, you're just probably just going to forget it.
Yeah, because the drugs are bad.
Drugs are for losers.
Yeah, losers.
So there's Ray-Bans you can buy with a camera built in.
Yeah, that's fucked.
They're called Ray-Ban Stories.
Rape-Bans.
Rape-Bans, yeah, exactly. But I'm getting a pair.
That,
they're £300, but I'm getting a pair, because I'll tell you what. Pillow guy wants to go and give it to people, and I'm going to buy a bicycle, and I'm going to drive around London, and I'm going to tell everyone it's a cycle lane. Could you get out of the way, please?
You should get a unicycle. Oh. That's pedo, guys.
Did you ever see that one of the unicycle going into the side of the van?
Oh, the guy in the penny farthing.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Right,
I need a wee. Right. He's actually gone to shoot up heroin in the toilet because he's a filthy drug addict. And I'm just putting up with him as sort of a care in the community type project. But, you know, that's because I'm a nice guy. Thanks for listening, Shaggers. Sorry about ourselves. Please tell all your mates about our horrible new podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Reverse Cowboys Podcast. And like and subscribe. I think that's what you're meant to get people to do. Don't really know why, but yeah, do it, please. See you next time. Stay away from horny monkeys. Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.